This week in the State Line is back on the air. I am Steve Summers. This time we're talking with Habitat for Humanity, our executive director for the Rockford branch. Carrie Acevedo is here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I am doing great. You're healthy. You're well. And how is Habitat for Humanity handling this pandemic?
We are handling the pandemic healthy and well. So it has been, it was an interesting year for us last summer. We cut our production by about 50%, but we are looking forward to 2021 with much anticipation. We're going to assist all the families last year that we weren't able to assist, and we're going to add some more families to the mix. And so our goal in 2021 is to be back up to pre-pandemic production plus one. So we're going to try to grow.
Aggressive. I like that. Very aggressive and positive thinking that we've got this licked and we're moving forward.
Yeah. There are so many families that need our help. And what we recognized was that there are ways to still continue to help them and to support this opportunity for them to have, you know, affordable home ownership. And so we're going to go for it.
Now, this past year, that's been one for the record books. So many different things happening. Of course, the pandemic, social injustice, people staying at home, losing jobs and such. How did you fare financially? And is the ReStore still open? Because a lot of people have driven by there, but they may not think it's open.
Yeah. So I'll talk about both the affiliate and how our homeowners fared. So the affiliate fared really well this year. The ReStore was closed down for a little over 3 months. As part of the shelter in place, of course, that happened March through June. And then we, of course, had to close down for 2 weeks after we got COVID. So we were closed for a little over 3 months over the course of the year. But when we were open, we were raising as much money as we had previously. So some of our months in 2020, we had more income than we had in 2019. And so we were able to do that safely. We have a huge store, it's 35,000 square feet. So socially distancing is easy in a store like that. Our staff and volunteers did an incredible job ensuring that the store was clean and that everyone was wearing masks and everyone was safe. And so we were really able to kind of bounce back quickly after the shelter in place.
So, I just have to interrupt you because ReStore has so many great deals in that store and the home products. And I know people have been staying home and they've, you know, been remodeling and, you know, fixing things up. Don't forget the ReStore on Harrison right across from the mall.
Yeah, don't forget us, especially if you want to put new flooring in. We've got hundreds and hundreds of pallets of brand new flooring that we got from the Lowe's Distribution Center. If you want to remodel your kitchen, we have kitchen cabinets. If you want to put new doors and windows in, we have doors and windows. If you want some cool new furniture, a new kitchen table, all of those things are things that you can purchase at the ReStore. I think one of the reasons we were successful was because so many people were at home and they were doing DIY projects and they were, you know, taking on new hobbies and activities. And so I think the ReStore ended up being a place where a lot of people came to purchase their materials so that they could, you know, they could remodel their home or they could work on a, you know, home improvement project or a DIY project. So, don't forget the ReStore.
You took the money and you banked it just like the Weakest Link. Bank! And you just, you load all that money up for the more projects that you are facing in 2021.
In addition to the ReStore doing so well and our customers, you know, being so loyal to our store, our donors stepped up to the plate. We received our single largest donation last year in the history of Habitat for $250,000 from the Rockford Housing Development Corporation. And so we had an exceptional year as it relates to fundraising. When we needed it the most, when we didn't think that we could, you know, bring some houses out of the ground, we called our donors and asked them for help, and they stepped up to the plate. And so we are unbelievably grateful for the support of the community. They've put us in a position where this year we're going to be able to build more houses than we've ever been able to do before.
We are talking to Habitat for Humanity, the Rockford branch, with Executive Director Carrie Acevedo. Your branch reaches out even into DeKalb County, too?
Yeah, so our affiliate only covers the Rockford area. Right. So the DeKalb County affiliate is a separate affiliate, but they have a fully functioning affiliate out there and are building, built a house in 2020 and are planning to build another house in 2021. So there are, you know, each of our affiliates have kind of a service area, and we service all of, we service the Rockford area, which includes Cherry Valley, McChesney Park, and Love's Park.
Do you swap out like volunteers when you need them, or, hey, I need a 2x4, do you send one down to DeKalb?
We do. Of course we do. Yeah, especially when it comes to like, you know, vendors. subcontractors. You know, we, the Boone County affiliate and the Rockford affiliate, share a lot of resources, and we call each other all the time. Vanessa, the Ogle County affiliate, will contact us and say, you know, we're doing this new house. Can, you know, can we come get some, you know, flooring from the Restore? And we're like, sure, come get whatever you need. So yeah, we're one big happy family. So, and we are always, you know, willing and able to share the resources that we have with each other.
I can imagine your waiting list has a bunch of families waiting on it for the homes that are built by volunteers. Social injustice was huge this past year. How did you handle that at Habitat for Humanity, and how are you handling it?
Thanks for asking that question. We, as an organization internationally, we are, you know, we were formed on this idea of everybody deserves a safe, affordable place to live. And so our affiliate locally created a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee that consists of staff members, board members, and volunteers. And that committee is really focusing on board recruitment, ensuring that the table that makes decisions represents the people in our community and the people that we serve. And so we're being very intentional about recruiting volunteers to be a part of our organization at the most strategic level of our board. We're also doing trainings for our staff and our board members. We are we received a grant from Healing Illinois through the Department of Human Services, and so we're able to do some training. But the thing that we took on that is community-wide is this educational series. And so we started in the summer reading The Color of Law by Richard Rothstein, which is really just a historical viewpoint of housing discrimination and what role the government played in housing discrimination and how that has impacted, you know, housing today. And so we started with the housing lens, and we've read several books. So we've read How to Be an Anti-Racist by Kendi, and we've watched some TED Talks and watched a couple of documentaries. We've read several articles. And so we're doing this educational series with the community. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can contact our office or go to our website. We invite everybody that wants to be a part of that conversation to join us. We're doing it every other month. And so this next month, at the end of March, we're going to be watching the documentary, I Am Not Your Negro, and having a discussion about that. In addition to that, our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee is just looking internally at our policies. Housing discrimination is everywhere.
Will there be more diversification as far as awarding the homes that are being built too?
Yeah. So I think yes. I think the simple answer to that question is yes. We're going to take a magnifying glass at our policies, and we're going to look at our processes and procedures, and we're going to look to see if we're being equitable. Are we being fair? And if we're not, we're going to change it. And we're going to be brave enough to say, maybe we haven't been doing this the right way, and maybe there's a better way for us to do it. And so we've taken some really bold steps so far. We've had intense conversations about how we select our home buyers and how we require them to do sweat equity. All of those kinds of conversations we're going to have. We have to be equitable. We have to ensure that we are being fair in how we're providing housing and how we're selecting families. And so we're going to take a really close internal look at who we are and how we do what we do. And then we're going to fix it if it needs to be fixed.
Sure. We are talking with the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, the Rockford branch, Carrie Acevedo. So when is the first build? Because obviously we're all excited. We've got hammers and drills and we're ready to get to work for you.
We're ready. We're so ready. We're going to start in April. So last year we put a couple of foundations in preparation for this spring. And so we're going to start taking volunteers in April to start framing out a couple of the houses that already have foundations in. And then we're going to run all year. So we'll take volunteers up through likely Thanksgiving.
So how do we sign up? Because a lot of retired men, a lot of guys, gals, people who want to just do something positive for the community, want to help. How do I sign up?
Yeah, so you can go to rockfordhabitat.org and you can click on volunteer, and we will provide you information about all of the different volunteer opportunities, whether it's at the Restore or at the construction site. You can sign up as an individual to volunteer, come out as often as you would like, or if you're interested in doing a team building activity with your organization, your church, your company, your business, your neighborhood, your groups of friends. If you want to celebrate your 40th birthday by swinging a hammer, come join us. We have lots of opportunities for groups to come out and help. And of course, we have a million opportunities for individuals to come out. So
do it by yourself.
You want to swing a hammer?
Do it by yourself, because I've done that. I've swung a hammer. I went and signed up by myself, and it was such an incredible, rewarding experience. So Habitat, what, rockfordhabitat.org?
Rockfordhabitat.org.
All right, and you can sign up and volunteer. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time, Carrie, the Executive Director of the Rockford Habitat for Humanity Branch, Carrie Acevedo.
Thank you so much, Steve. It was great to be here with you today.
I appreciate that. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara is next on This Week in the State Line.